If you are a businesswoman working to amplify your 6- and 7-figure business from success to significance, then you know it's not just about the right strategies or the right tactics. It's more and more about high caliber people around you, your team, your collaborators, and advisors that can open doors for you and widen your reach. Welcome to Your Circle of Influence podcast with your hosts, Dr. Monica Ogando and Amy Walker.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Your Circle of Influence podcast. I'm your co-host, Dr. Monica Ogando, flanked by the amazing co-host, Amy Walker. And we are
happy to be here.
Happy. We're both delighted, thrilled even. Today, we're talking about 5 support systems that every woman needs in order to succeed, business and in life.
Yes. And if you're missing one of these, my hope is that as you're listening today, you're going to be like, that's why it's hard. Because I think a lot of times when we experience the challenges in business, we tend to think it must be me. I'm doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just not capable of this. And we go really quickly to self-doubt and really quickly to self-blame and really quickly to imposter syndrome. Instead of just looking at it and being like, oh, I got a piece of my puzzle that's missing. I'm going to fill that piece in. So that's my hope of what everyone gains today.
Can I tell you something funny?
Yes.
You know, I'm Dominican.
Yes.
And there's a saying in Spanish that says, for those of you who are Latinos or who speak Spanish out there in our audience, you'll be familiar with this. Buscando la quinta pata al gato, the 5th leg of the cat. As you know, cats only have 4 legs, right? Uh-huh. However, you're constantly looking for the 5th leg of the cat as though you're looking for something that doesn't belong there and isn't supposed to be there. That's the whole idea of that saying, right? Mm-hmm. But when we're looking at these 5 support systems, like, oh, there is a 5th leg to the cat. And that's what's been, you know, getting me off center all along. Yes. So
I'm like really fascinated by that saying because I love like the, you know, dorky linguistic side of it. Is mm-hmm. it because cats are like so nimble that like you're like, well, where's the 5th leg? Like, how do they do what they can do? Is that where that comes from?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I like
it. But also that they're quadrupeds. So it's like, how are you able to do all of this? Because there are other quadrupeds
who cannot do, they're not as nimble. Exactly. Yeah. So I want to put this out there that every woman that you're looking at going, how in the world does she do what she does when mm-hmm. I can't do it with my blah, blah, blah. And I've heard that so many times from people. They'll say things like, I don't know how you get it done with 5 kids because I can't even do it with 2. And like, honey, let's look at this is all my support. Do you have my support? Because if you don't have my support, you can't compare with my results. It's a totally unfair comparison. And I have done the same thing with other women where I'm like, I don't know how she can get everything done that she's getting done because she's been in business as long as I have. Well, you know, what did her backing look like? Like, you just cannot judge the front when you cannot see the support that's going on behind. So let's make this a judgment-free zone. Yep. No comparison. Mm-hmm. But we are going to look at how we can get better support in place so we can be more successful.
That's exactly
with ease. Right. Ease and grace.
Ease and grace. So the first one is, of course, it's like an obvious one. And that is the professionals that you have supporting you. And I'm not just talking, I mean, we're all professionals. We all have our area of expertise and our zone of genius. I'm talking about like mentors, coaches, the lawyers you hire to defend you or to protect your interests, the accountants that file your taxes and that make sure that you are not committing a felony.
Not overpaying and not committing a felony. There's a real good balance in there. Yeah.
Yes. One of my favorite accountants always says that. And I say that to my clients too. They're like, there's a difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion. Only one of them is a felony.
Yes.
So the professionals that you hire so that there are certain things that you have to get handled. They are ultimately on your responsibility plate, but you don't actually have to get them done yourself. Yeah. I don't have to go to law school in order to know how to protect my interests legally or go to accounting school to learn how to file taxes. I hire somebody for that.
Yeah.
And mentors and coaches that have been where you want to go so that you don't have to land on the same landmines as people who have gone before you so that you can then get there faster.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing with the professionals is that I want to add in there too is who's providing your funding for growth as well. So when I look at why business, if you look at the top five reasons why businesses stay small, a lot of them have to do with, a lot of them could be solved by this category of professional support. So being underfunded is another one. Being undersupported and understaffed is another one. Not marketing enough is another one. I can't remember what the other two, but three of the five are all in this category. And yet, as women, so often we come in and we're like, I have to learn how to do everything myself. Like, because that's the magic to it is I'm going to learn it all. Well, no, you're not good at it all. You could learn that. This is where, after 10 years of coaching, this is where I've come to. You can't be good at it all. And you could spend a lot of time learning and there will still be parts of your business that you will be forever bad at. Yeah. I will probably forever be bad at contracts. I will never know how to write those well. There's other pieces. I'm sure you have them too, but just we need to get the right people in place in order to make that work.
And so some of that, for example, could mean your bank, the relationship that you have with your bank or your credit union, but also with private investors, with institutional investors. And many times we celebrate this idea of bootstrapping so many times. Even the people that you think bootstrapped their way into an empire were not bootstrapped. I'm looking at you, Jeff Bezos. Okay. So, you know, let's make sure that we have the support that we need on that professional level so that you can buoy yourself into a higher level.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just want to add this in there too, because this has been something that I've been working on a project with. That so often when women want to get out of corporate America, we think we have to start a business. Whereas a lot of times when men get out of corporate America, they're looking to buy a business that's already functioning and already working. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with going one path or the other. I just think we don't have that conversation enough around, should I be starting a business or should I be buying a business? And understanding that there are so many ways to fund the purchase of a business if you decide to go that route. So making sure, but there again, that's the business broker. That's the person who's going to help you get the financing. That's the person who is going to walk you through negotiations of how to evaluate a company. There's a whole host of professional support there that if you're going into it going, I'm doing this all by myself, then of course you're going to look at, I'm starting a business from the ground up. But I personally will probably never start another business from the ground up. That's not true. Even as I say it, I'm like, oh, but I have this good idea. But I am very interested in buying businesses that are already successful and applying my skill set to make them more successful.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. There comes a point that the cultural thing of like always hustling, always achieving, always going for more, et cetera, that we don't realize. Sometimes you've climbed a mountain. You could just sit here and enjoy the view.
Yep.
And like just sit on top of the mountain, right? And sometimes we feel like, I don't know, maybe this is a confession more so than anything else. But sometimes you feel like you're reaching the top of the mountain. It's like, okay, great. You ready? Let's go. Let's go for the next one. And it's like, hold on a second, right? In that process of achieving, maybe this is so present for me because I'm an immigrant. I'm a first generation immigrant. In that process of achieving, you have to remember that part of the legacy is also what you're leaving behind, that somebody else doesn't have to hustle as hard because you already did it.
Right.
And that somebody else doesn't have to, reinvent the wheel because you already did it. You've left breadcrumbs behind for somebody else to take the baton. And so that's also that part of the support system is who you are. You're being a good ancestor for the people that are coming behind you.
I love it. Okay, so second level of support is your family or / found family. Because some people, when they look at the family support, they're like, but the family I came from did not support me the way I needed to be. And so they feel that void. But that's where found family comes into place. And so I feel like I have family and found family. You know, we live in Georgia. The closest relative that we have of any of our siblings is Oklahoma, and the majority are all along the Mountain West and West Coast. And so we're very far away from our family. And when, you know, if somebody needs to get a surgery or there's a car accident or something like that, it's our found family that we're calling yes. for those types of things. But that level of support is so important. And one of the things for me with the found family is they do found family and family, they do not care if you're winning or losing in business. They don't care. In terms of how they love you, how they show up for you, how they support you. Yeah. And what happens is you will have people in your life who their version of you is almost placing judgment on where your success is. So you hear people who are like, you've changed. Like, well, mm-hmm. I would hope so. Like, I would right. hope that I'm not the same person I was when I was 16 years old. Thank you right. for acknowledging that I've changed. But it's right. like a negative. Mm-hmm. Or you have those people who they can't see that you have evolved at all. So they treat you the same as they did when you were at a totally different version of yourself. And I feel mm-hmm. like the right people that you need in this level of support, because I have relatives who are not in this level of support. Okay, I'll point that out. There are a lot of people that I share DNA and share blood with who are not in this level of support. But tier two for me, they are the ones who allow me space to change and evolve while loving me through each iteration of it and supporting yeah. me through each iteration of it and not attaching my value to my results. That's the group that I want in that zone.
That's awesome. And I love the distinction between you, like your family and your found family. Because can I just tell you that a lot of times the popular thing that people say is blood is thicker than water. Mm-hmm. Meaning like your blood family is more important than folks who are just, you know, that are not. However, mm-hmm. the actual quote says something different.
I don't even know what the actual quote is.
The actual quote says the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. It actually means the opposite.
Interesting.
That the people that you enter into covenant with, that is like you and I, Amy, we have a covenant, even though we are not, we don't share the water of the womb. We're not from the same family, from the same bloodline. So the actual quote says the opposite of what we use it for. Huh. And so the found family is super, super important. And yeah. it's a leading sign. You know, you have lagging signs of your consciousness, and that's your family mm-hmm. of origin, your blood family. And then you have leading signs of success, and that's your found family and who you resonate with and who you do your best work with. The yeah. next one is your team. The next level of support is your team. And your team could be people that are on your payroll. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's the most obvious one. But it also is somebody that maybe comes in for project-based stuff only, or lets mm-hmm. you subcontract. I've done subcontracting work for Amy. Amy's done some subcontracting work for me. And mm-hmm. so that conversation around who's on your team that you pay, that has a financial interest in your success, et cetera, that is also another great level of support, because there are some folks that are on your team that may not see what you see.
Yes.
And who have a different perspective on your business and on the projects that they're working on that you may not have necessarily visibility on. And that's very valuable feedback if you can take it.
100%. And for me, who gets a spot on my team? They need to be aligned with the core values of the company while mm-hmm. understanding that everybody defines one value differently. So I'm not looking for homogeny on my team. Mm-hmm. And I like when people push back and they push the boundaries and they push my thinking, because the way that here's a really great example. I'm going to expose myself here, but I'm going to do it. When I was early in business, I had somebody come to me after like 3 weeks and was like, I don't want to coach with you. I was like, well, we signed a contract, you know, and in my mind, integrity was like, we signed a contract. I'm doing my part. You're not doing your part. We're seeing this through, because that's mm-hmm. integrity. Mm-hmm. And I was so adamant about it. And it wasn't until a few years later when some people on my team were like, well, can you tell me where that's coming from? I'm like, well, we value integrity. And they're like, well, but why does it have, like, why does it actually feel an integrity to be taking someone's money who's so mad at you that they're not going to show up? I was like, no, actually, it feels totally out of integrity. It feels gross. You know? Mm-hmm. It's like mm-hmm. this learning experience. And so having somebody have a different perspective, but be totally aligned with that value, yes. that's super important to me. The other thing is that they are aligned with the vision of where you're going. And mm-hmm. sometimes what happens on teams is you have someone who's been there for a while and they're invested in where you were, but they don't want to keep changing. They don't want to keep evolving with you. They're like, well, I've always done it this way. I want to keep doing it this way. And you're like, but this yeah. is who we are and who we've been is not who we will be. Mm-hmm. So those are some things that I look at. And then obviously, like, are they good at their job? Do you enjoy being in their space? Are they the kind of person that you want to go on this trip called business with? Or do you feel like you're having to put on your defense suit every time you get ready to interact with them? Because right. those types of people, like, I don't have any energy for that.
Right. That's exactly
calm is great in books and movies, but calm is best in business.
Yes.
That's actually one of our core values.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I don't do stress very nicely. Yeah. I love that. The next level is your peers.
Yeah. So this is your, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, by the way, some folks will switch roles in you on you. Like mm-hmm. I'm looking at this, at these five levels of support, Amy, and I'm like, Amy has actually been in all levels of support for me. And I hope that she can say the same of me.
Yes. It's like
the professional, the family, the team, the peers is, as a matter of fact, that's where we started, right? Because we started yeah. out as we were actually speakers on the same stage in somebody else's stage. Mm-hmm. And then we met and, you know,
bonded over a love purple. Of the color purple.
Mm-hmm. created a mastermind for ourselves together, right? It wasn't like as a product, but rather to serve us. So at that level, when you have masterminds of peers that perhaps are in the same industry but serve a different audience or serve them differently than you or has a different area of focus, etc., those are great collaborators and great peers because, again, it broadens your perspective. It broadens your access to the thinking, the psychology, the marketing, the sales strategies, yeah. what's working now, cross-referencing, best practices, and so forth that you may not necessarily have visibility into. And we have an episode coming up about artificial intelligence and all of that information I learned from a peer. Mm-hmm. And so you want to always have those peers in your back pocket to give you insights that you may not necessarily have access to for that reason.
Yeah. Well, and one thing about your peers that I think is super important is this is where your collaborations come from. This is where people can open doors for you, make strategic introductions that will help your business grow so much faster. This is where you get those new ideas that give you that new perspective. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, I've heard this pretty often from women who have hit like high six figures, even seven figures. They're like, I don't need another coach right now, per se. What I really need is to be able to have high level conversations and just talk mm-hmm. shop and hear what's working for other people. Yep. And so find that community and plug in with that. We have that in your circle of influence. And so that is, you know, our first couple of seasons when we were doing a lot of interviews, part mm-hmm. of it was because we were building up that group of people yep. that we can go to. And now I feel like there's not a topic that if I needed help with, I don't know who the person is that I can call and have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fantastic. Fantastic. And then finally, your fifth level of support is your audience, your customers, yes. the people you serve. I know that feels like a duh. I know it does. Cause it felt like a duh to me when I saw it. I was like, wait, what? Yeah. That goes without saying. However, there's a difference between talking at your audience mm-hmm. and being in communication and communion with your audience. Yes. And at the surface level, that might look like, oh, you know, you send them surveys so that you know how to serve them and so forth. But it's the difference when people know that they can count on your customer service or that they can count on, you know, when I see a problem, I'm not going to go to Twitter to complain about it. I'm going to come to you to talk about it because I know mm-hmm. you want to fix this. You're right. being responsive, right? There's a level of trust and respect that comes with that. And even when they've stopped doing business with you, and they or they haven't bought anything in a long time and they're just on your email list, just taking up newsletter space, right? Even then, they bring dollars with them. They bring friends. They refer you business. They speak to their circles of influence about you. So it is always, this is why centering your business around your values and about the way you authentically are is so important, because then you don't have to switch hats at every moment. You could just show up as you are everywhere. And the people who resonate with that will resonate with that and will stick with you and will be loyal to the end. And then there are other folks that are like, yeah, not for me. That's good. We want that level of clarity. Vaya con Dios. Go with God. See you later.
Not everybody is meant to come and stay forever. Some people are meant to come and stay for a season. That's and the reason why I wanted to talk about this as the last layer is because we are human. And there are seasons of your life where your life and your business and your plate get really full and you get overwhelmed. Yep. And when that happens, sometimes we lose sight, not because we are like, I want to do a bad job taking care of my customers, but because we're so overwhelmed with our stuff that we're not, we're losing sight of what is the experience that our customers are having. Mm-hmm. And am I showing up in the community in authenticity? Because I'll be honest with you, disappearing is not as good as showing up and saying, hey guys, I'd love a little bit of support right now. Here's what I've got going on and here's what I'm working through. And just, I would appreciate your patience and your support. Like, we want that authenticity and that requires constant awareness, because I have seen great small businesses grow and become bad big businesses because they got so overwhelmed with their own needs and own growth that they lost sight of what made it magical in the first place, which was the customer experience. I think in any conversation about support levels, we have to understand that the customer is like, it's all about the customer. They are the foundation of everything that we have. And are we grateful for them? Do we tell them often that we're grateful for them? Or have we created this business owner centric thing where it's all about what's good for me? And I've seen that pendulum shift over the last few years, where it's like, there's a lot of entrepreneurs who they really care about their paychecks. They don't really care about the quality of service, and it's doing damage. So we need to keep them on the list at all times.
Absolutely. I love that. And I want, so, you know, there were some past episodes where we talked about like the challenge, right? So let's do a challenge for this one as well. I want you to look at your circles of influence. Let's call all these five circles concentric circles of influence. And I want you to see where you may already be supported that you haven't acknowledged enough. That may just be a phone call or just, you know, some kind of conversation that you have with that person or that level of support so that you can continue having it and up-leveling it. And then secondly, where do you see gaps? Maybe you should have a lawyer at the level of professional support. Maybe you should have a mentor on that level of support, or perhaps you haven't talked to your audience in a collaborative, co-creative way in many times. Maybe you've been talking at them and now is the time to repent, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So do a little audit for yourself about those layers of support and where you are already doing well and you want to celebrate that, and where you may have some ground to take and what's the next step to do that.
Yes. And find yourself a Monica. Everybody should have one in their life.
A bit of Monica in your life.
That person who is willing to go through all the circles with you. And it doesn't happen all at once, but I'm telling you, everybody needs that type of relationship where you guys are with each other and honest through all the phases. And like, it's your ride or die.
Yep.
Awesome.
Everybody gets an Amy too.
Yep.
Get you an Amy.
All right, my friends. Thank you so much for being with us today. We absolutely love having you join us for the podcast. Even though we do like talking to each other, it's more fun knowing that you are enjoying it as well.
Yeah, we like it.
So thank you all so much for being here, and make sure you leave us a comment, connect with us online. I'm at Amy Walker Coach on Instagram, and Monica is at Monica Ogando. We will talk with you all soon. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Everybody.